That was Sonny and Cher with I Got You, Babe. You're waking up with Bell and Dubs in the morning, live on Los Santos Community College Radio.
They say love won't pay the rent. That's why I'm still with someone who hates me, but still pays the mortgage.
Getting to the LSCC announcements in a timely manner today is a must. Groaning is what some have been doing to our beloved Dean Wien on the internet, causing him to lock in on his new anti-trolling campaign. The dean plans on going live on Life Invader to have a speech with all of you. Students are asked to not mock him, say mean things, or leave awful comments about his family on the live video feed.
Does this mean I can't be a troll this Halloween? I love those troll dolls. Their hair is wild. I want a diamond in my belly button.
Speaking of the dean, here are last semester's Dean's List recipients. Kim K.
John K.
Carl K.
Apple K.
Kyle K.
Andrew K.
Steve K.
Crystal K.
Jean K. Yes, and a piece of Teresa Vichikanich.
What? A piece of, huh? Is that a place?
A piece of Teresa Vichikanich.
What are you saying? A piece of, is that some sort of occupation?
A piece of Teresa Vichikanich.
What? A piece of trash? Is this a suggestion?
A piece of Teresa Vichikanich.
There's no way that's a real name. You're just making this up on the fly, aren't you?
Ha ha, well, yes. Improv is hard. We need to bounce on over to the tetherball tryouts. If you like slapping balls back and forth against one other player in a non-sport, then intramural tetherball is for you. Interested girls should come to the pole out behind the cafeteria, dressed in boy shorts and a tank top. Ask for Lester. Oh, we've got breaking news. Let's go check in with Belle at the Weasel News Desk.
Dubs, I can't believe this, but the changing of our mascot to the cheese-eating surrender monkeys has caused citywide protests. Reports are coming in of sit-ins in front of some of the finest cheese shops in Los Santos, disrupting business. Joining us on the line right now is one of the organizers of the protest, Bea Weiner. Bea?
Bell and Dubs, thanks for letting me call in.
Thank you for calling. What is going on down there, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Oh, you're so condescending. Your gall is never-ending. We don't want nothing, not a thing from you.
Okay.
What seems to be the common thread? What are you trying to prove down there today?
Everyone needs to know that we'll fight the powers that be. They need to know that we're not gonna take it anymore.
All of this over a mascot seems a little excessive, does it not?
Cheese-eating surrender monkeys? If that's your best won't do. We have the right to choose it, and there ain't no way we'll lose it. Come on, everybody.
We're not gonna take it.
Bea Weiner on the streets. Time for your weather on the threes. 88 degrees and really sunny out there today. Low of 69. Tomorrow it's expected to be roughly the same. High of 85 and a low of 69. This just being handed to me from the office of Dean Wien. Due to these massive protests, we are changing our mascot immediately. No longer the cheese-eating surrender monkeys, we are now the LSCC Redskins. Guess we surrendered our right to that mascot. I think we have a real winner with this one.
The Redskins, huh? I definitely don't see any problems arising from that.
Have you or a loved one been taking bull shark testosterone? Have you noticed that you're starting to suffer from bizarre side effects, like seeing clown paint on everyone you see, the constant need to drop trowel, not being able to say library correctly, repeating phrases over and over, and not knowing how to put a stop to a running sentence? Do you suffer from male itch? Stop what you're doing right now and call 1-KL5-KL5-LAWS and let the law offices of ZZ Zeisel get you money. Stop being a victim. Know the money that you are entitled to. The law offices of ZZ Zeisel specialize in this type of case, and our attorneys will fight to the death in a court of law or out back behind the court of law to get you every cent you deserve. 1-KL5-KL5-LAWS. 1-KL5-KL5-LAWS. Money for you now.
I've taken bull shark testosterone, and I can still say library.
You may want to keep that number handy, Bill.
Why do you say that? And why are you wearing clown makeup today?
Well, we sure are having a ball today. Bleat the word ball at Bell and Dubs for a chance to win an LSCC prize pack.
That's ball. B-A-L-L.
Does it feel like Groundhog's Day to anyone else? We need to really get back on track here. We are so far behind schedule. Coming up on the other side, excited to talk to director William Pilecki of the upcoming blockbuster movie Back in Time. We've got Turncoat Syndicate here with Gasoline on LSCC Radio.
Once again.
And we're back. It's Bell and Dubs in the morning. Time to get really excited, Bell. William Pilecki will be joining us to talk about his upcoming movie, Back in Time.
He's running a little late, but I'm so looking forward to this movie.
His Western movies are all pretty great, so it'll be really interesting to see what he does with the idea of time travel.
I'm really excited for this, too. Time travel stories are usually overcomplicated to the point that there's some sort of paradox that should really rip the universe apart. The writers just don't put enough thought into it, you know? But Pilecki's always done fantastic work, so I have a lot of faith in this project.
Well, he should be here any minute.
Time! It's all about time! I'm finally making time to get in here and chat! Is my watch working? Tick-tock! Leftovers! How about some write-overs for once?
Excuse me? Who are you and why are you in our studio?
Who am I? Yes, maybe we haven't met yet. What's that, 2015? 1899? Couldn't have been. Doesn't matter. What's happening now is what matters!
I'm so confused right now!
For once, I'm in complete agreement with you, Bell. You haven't answered my question. Who are you and why are you in our studio?
All in good time, Dubs. But first, we got to do something about your kids. Back in time.
My kids? I assume that they're at home staring at their iFruit phones, probably. I don't know.
No, not yours. His kids are a real problem. We're about to get quite a mess. Gotta go back in time.
Back in time. My kids? I don't have kids. I'm afraid we're going to ask you to leave. William Pilecki, the director of the upcoming film Back in Time, is coming in to talk to us. We don't have time for this.
Interesting way to put it, my man. What if I told you we had all the time in the world? Back in time! Maybe that's why you have a very weird feeling of deja vu today. Wowzers McTavish, look at the time! We've got to get to the phones! Back in time!
Back in time.
Gotta go back in time!
Gotta go back in time!
Back in time!
Back in time?
Now wait just a minute. That's not for you to decide. You still haven't answered my questions. Can we get security in here? This is just nonsense.
Wait, this guy is crazy and I think I like him.
Let's just get to the calls. Who is this guy? 661-214-3038. Zing in.
And we have Jilly on the line.
Oh my god, I ran into this guy at the magic show I was at. He had crazy hair, kept yelling, "Wowzers McTavish," after every magic trick. I tried to get a word in with him, but he just kept looking at his watch before he seemingly disappeared into a sea of people. Haven't seen him since.
Thanks for calling in, Jilly. Bob is online too. Bob, who is this guy? Zing in.
Hey, y'all, I don't know who this guy says he is up there in your little studio, but I tell you what, I seen him up here in Blaine County just a few weeks ago, and we had that whole mushroom situation y'all might remember out there with the dog stuff in the front yard. Well, I sold him a couple of bags of them, them special dog mushrooms, I call them now. And so Sue Ann and Lou Ellen, they was both out there helping me pick them up. And this sumbitch came up there, and he walks in, and he's like, "Hey, y'all got any mushrooms?" And he's talking a lot better than he is now, because he sounded sane. But y'all calling him Dr. Bage or something, and I don't think this sumbitch is a doctor at all. Okay, because when I asked him, he introduced himself to me as a doctor, but I was like, "Well, you know, Doc, I got this here tracking thing up in my butt. I've been trying to get out for about 3 weeks, and is there some way you can help me?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm not that kind of doctor." And I'm like, "Well, what the hell kind of doctor don't look at people's butt problems? You know, that's one of them hypocritical oaths that they take, that they're going to, if you got a butt problem, they take care of it." And because I had this doctor down near Polita Bay at the town there, and he had a little medical clinic, and he's one of them butt and ball doctors, and he would take care of any of them problems. But this doctor, god dang, anyway, all he was interested in was getting, "Do you have any of your product?" And I'm like, "What kind of goddamn product?" And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, I could sell him some of the good stuff that we got, you know, the boys up in the county there in the mountain was growing. But I got these here mushrooms that we got in the dog poop, and maybe he just liked to make some spaghetti sauce. And so I was like, "Sure thing, I got you right here." And he took about 5-pound bag of it, and I was like, "You know, that's going to run you a pretty nickel right there." And he says, "Oh, my nickels are pretty." And I was like, "What does that even mean, all your nickels is pretty?" I don't even know how people like that get by in the world, that walking around with pretty nickels. And so I was just like, "Okay, well, if you've got a few hundred of them, you might be able to get some here." So he started counting out, and some bitch had actual nickels in a bag. And so I needed about 1,300 for what I was going to sell him. And And he had $1,300 worth of nickels. Who carries around $1,300 worth of nickels? Anyway, so I got the boy out there. He's counting them as the doctor. He's putting them out, and the boy's counting, because you can't trust these people. If he's going to lie about being a doctor, he's going to lie about his nickels. So the problem is the boy can't count no higher than $1,100 before he starts getting confused on these things. So I was like, well, boy, go get your mama and have her count the other 300 if that's a problem. So she goes out there and she's like, well, bye, that ain't how money works. And she don't want to roll these things. And I'm like, well, anyway, so I was talking to this doctor guy, and we was counting out his nickels. And we was like, okay, so if you ain't the button ball kind of doctor, what kind of doctor are you? And he's like an astrophysiological thing. And I was like, well, my doctor down to the town there, when I busted out my knee, he sent me one of them physiotherapal kind of doctors, but he was one of them doctors that he had them, I don't know, what was it there, where he took all them little needles and stuff, and he'd stick them in your butt and make your knee feel better or something. And so he was coming after me with some of them damn little needles, and he's like, I'm going to stick this here needle in your butt and light it on fire. And I was like, I'll be a sumbitch if you do. And so I just got up and walked on out of there because I wouldn't go have that. But since his little office there is next to that Asia chiropractor place I was telling y'all about, so I just went ahead and went on in there and had him work on my back a little bit. Didn't do shit for my knee, but, you know, I slept real good that week. And so I was coming on back, and I was hoping to be able to do something else with this, but that bag of mushrooms, just you got to get rid of it, you got to get rid of it. So for $1,300 worth of nickels, it's what I could do. So y'all don't trust that boy. That's all I'm telling you.
Thank you, Bob.
No closer to an answer here.
All the answers you seek are in mere moments, my boy!
Great. Guess we can take some more calls.
Elvis is on line three. Singing!
Amazing. As many times as we have talked in the last few weeks, it's like you have never bothered to listen to me at all. You clearly did not do your own research. Allow me to break some news to you. Remember when I said I had got a Kraken and went deep diving? Well, one of the things I found was a device that will remain nameless for now, one that is able to keep and store time. Don't expect you to fully understand the meaning of this, even though I spelled it out in the simplest of terms.
Spelling? I come to the show to avoid my English class.
Thank you for the call, Elvis. I need this foolishness to be over. Tate is calling in. Tate, you're the last caller. Who is this guy? Zing in.
Hello! Is this thing on?
Wait, Tate Magnum of Magnum Industries? This is getting really strange.
Tate, we can hear you.
What? I've never done horse tranquilizers. Anyway, this wild man here, I recently did some modifications on his Deluxo. And it's some sort of sciency Y-looking thingy-poo. I do believe that is the technical term. I also made it fly. And because he acted now, I added a bonus and gave it the ability to shoot t-shirts. Because of course I did. It was the least I could do. Hello? Oh no, I think I've lost you guys. Hello? Hello? Pancho! Pancho!
You have a Deluxo.
I figured if we're going to do this, it might as well be in style. Wink, wink!
Why did you just say wink, wink? You didn't even wink. It seems pretty pointless.
Your Deluxo flies? Can we go flying? This sounds like so much fun.
Oh, I could do that. I could do that. I could do that more. Wowzers, McTavish! Would you look at the time? Fucking time! We really have to be going? Come on. Does this place have a back door? Back door? Back in time!
Back in time.
Gotta go back in time.
Gotta go back in time.
Back in time.
Sure. It's in the back, but what about the show?
Oh, just leave it. No one is listening anyway. Radio is a dead format, which reminds me, 20 years, you guys, jeez, you probably just start looking into something else. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go back in time.
Gotta go back in time.
Gotta go back in time.
Gotta go back in time.
Back in time.
Back in time?
Back in time. Back. Gotta go back in time. Time.
There's not enough seats in here.
Oh, you're going to have to squeeze in or sit on someone's lap. Dubs, you can sit on my lap. On my lap.
I haven't had enough to drink to sit on his lap.
That's enough. Just squeeze in here. Aren't we going to be too heavy?
You two with the bickering, wowzers, McTavish, is there something wrong with your gravitational pull? Wink, wink!
We can see you. So where are we going?
Not where, but when, Dubs.
Gotta go back in time.
Gotta go back in time.
Gotta go back in time. Back.
What is that music?
Oh, that's just the sounds of 1.21 gigawatts, wink, wink, firing up and opening up the time circuits. Watch, I'll do it again. Beep, boop, bop, beep, boop, bop, bop, beep, bop, bop, beep, bop, back in time.
Gotta go back in time.
Gotta go back. What's that you say? It takes three to make a believer out of you? Well, shucks, click, click, boop, bop, bop, bop. Gotta go back in time.
Gotta go back in time.
Gotta go back.
All right, we get it. Can we Wowzers McTavish now or whatever?
Wowzers McTavish? I knew you were going to say that, Dubs. All right, then. Hold on to your butts. I think that's from another movie, but hold on to them anyway.
Time to wrap this one up, I think. The man's name ended up being Doc Beige. There's no other way to describe him but by calling him a mad scientist. It seems all the guests we've had on recently have all helped him with his Deluxo. It turns out our mascot had caused massive problems before being settled on as the Redskins. That may or may not be an issue now. We had a very strong deja vu vibe, and it was really never described why. At this point, it might be better to not think about it. Remember, you can bleed us at Bell and Dubs, or text us at 661-214-3038 to get zinged.
Hey, mister.